Letters to my younger selves, to be opened on your 11th birthday. Dear younger self, where did it come from? Both your parents have a science background. You don't have any writer role models. Yet you spend your days with your nose in a book or in a dream world peopled by characters from books. It's not in your genes. It runs through your blood. You're top of the class, going to the grammar school, painfully shy, yet fiercely competitive, certain you will succeed. A little more humility, perhaps. To be opened on your 13th birthday. Well, I did warn you. Of course, there are lots of cleverer girls from more privileged backgrounds who can do things and know stuff beyond your notions. Welcome to mediocrity. You still desperately want to do well, yet pathetically want to fit in. But you won the first prize, first year poetry competition, so now you want to become a poet. Have you looked into a career plan for that? To be opened on your 16th birthday. So you escaped the top class girls' grammar for a bog-standard mixed school. Boys exist in reality and not just in girls' feverish fantasies. Obviously, you can't admit you actually enjoy the books you read in English lessons, far less confess you want to become a poet, or you might get ambushed in the changing rooms. So you form a band with some other girls, write song lyrics instead. You walk this flimsy tightrope, eager to do well, yet terrified of being ostracised as a brain box. Why can't you simply follow your ambition instead of caring so much about what others think? To be opened on your 18th birthday. You've plumped for a course in journalism. How on earth did that happen? You discovered there was no leaflet on how to become a writer in the careers office, and then someone suggested journalism. You said it once, I thought I might become a journalist, and now there's no return. You've decided becoming a journalist is the only respectable path to full-time writing. Ha ha. Who told you journalists ever earned respect? This is going to be the longest detour of your life. And by the way, why has nobody suggested going to university? To be opened on your 21st birthday. You are in London. You are a fully fledged, trained, qualified journalist on a weekly newspaper. And you love it, sharing jokes with the cops at crime scenes, discussing politics till closing time with the councillors. It's thrilling, it's real life, it's experience. Yet something's missing. Now you've worked out why your school friends kept disappearing to UCAS meetings. It was the secret door to an elite club where you could have spent 3 years reading books. You devour the classics now, Dickens, Austen, Eliot, Hardy. You dabble in writing stories, start novels, and then put them away. Why don't you just get on with it and write a book? To be opened on your 30th birthday. Yes, journalism has its ups and downs, but it's all you know. You're trying to reach the top. Get a job on the National or the BBC. That lack of a degree isn't helping. Yet still you harbour these dreams of being a real writer. You've joined a creative writing group with an inspirational teacher. You're writing short stories, starting another novel. Why not just stick at it? To be opened on your 40th birthday. There are two children now, absorbing your time, your brain energy. You think there's no point writing fiction anymore. Who would be interested in this life of sleepless, monotonous drudgery? But you are starting a course in medical history. Perhaps this might be the route to writing a book, combining your love of history and your skills in journalism. Now you are 57. So you got there in the end. 3 non-fiction books published and a 4th in progress, a novel in draft. You could have started earlier. You could have gone to university. You could have spent your time shivering in a bedsit, churning out self-hating novels. But you are who you are, the sum of everything you've done and not done. That is what made you the writer you are. Celebrate it. Mine it. It's what Sylvia Plath called the uniqueness in me.